I'm joined by Tom Finn from the Yemen Times. President has just said that he is going to not seek re-election in 2013. Is he sort of doing a Mubarak, as it were?
Well, in some ways, yes. He's actually reiterating things that he's kind of hinted at in the past. But today, for the first time, we've had a sort of explicit statement from the president saying no extension of his term beyond 2013, and no inheritance by his son Ahmed, which are two things that lots of people in Yemen have sort of suspected is going to happen.
And there's a big rally, a day of rage is planned for today. What effect, if any, is the announcement going to have on that?
Well, the day of anger that's been dubbed is actually planned for tomorrow. It's been called by the opposition, and protests are supposed to be taking place across the country, so it's nationwide demonstrations. Thousands of people are expected to turn out. What's happening today is that there are some pro-Saleh demonstrations sort of taking place in the capital, which are sort of supposed to sort of preempt these demonstrations tomorrow. So yeah, we'll see what happens.
And Saleh's done this before, hasn't he?
Yeah, in 2006 he said that he would not be standing for elections again. And then revoked that and went back. So he's famous for sort of for doing these stunts where he tells people he'll stand down in order to try and provoke a reaction for people to say, no, we want you to stay, at which point he then says, you know, oh, if you insist, I'll stay then. So, people are saying that this time it may well be different because the opposition has been strengthened by what's happened in Tunisia and Egypt, and Saleh has been forced into giving a lot of concessions in the last week. He's raised the salaries of the military and the civil servants, and he's also promised university students extra funding and opportunities for employment. So it seems that Saleh is this time rattled, and that, you know, he's being forced to make concessions he wouldn't have had to do before.
Presumably, his remarks will be treated with suspicion by protesters.
Well, the opposition have written off his remarks as too little too late. They say that, you know, calling this meeting the day before these protests, which have been planned for a week, is just not good enough. But you have to remember that, you know, the opposition here are also political players and are trying to make the most out of, some say they're trying to exploit, you know, the situation in order to win power for themselves. So, generally, Yemenis in general are sceptical of the whole thing, and to be honest, while most of the Yemenis I've spoken to know about the demonstrations tomorrow, most people say they won't be going. It's still seen as a sort of political tiff, as opposed to, you know, real grassroots uprising like we've been seeing in Egypt and Tunisia.
So it, at this stage, it doesn't perhaps feel that the kind of contagion of Tunisia and Egypt is spreading to Yemen, or is it?
I think it's certainly having an impact here, but it's not being replicated. You know, there are big differences in Tunisia and Yemen. There's no big middle class here. Civil society is generally quite weak. So while sort of the events there have certainly emboldened the opposition and may have brought more people out onto the streets, it certainly doesn't look like it's going to be a repeat of what's happened in Tunisia or Egypt.
So give us a sense of the scale of the protests that have taken place in the last few days there.
Okay, well, there actually haven't been any major protests since last week. So last Thursday, they weren't really protests, they were sort of mass political rallies which were organised by the opposition. So as opposed to having people sort of, you know, shouting in the streets, there were you know, people sitting in chairs and sort of chanting national anthems and stuff. So while there were an unprecedented number of people on the streets, they weren't really sort of protests or riots as you've been seeing elsewhere. Since then we've had some skirmishes breaking out outside the Egyptian embassy, but this is sort of 200-300 people at the most. So there hasn't really been any sort of continuous protests like you've seen in Egypt. But what the opposition have been clever in doing is calling for this day of anger. They called for it a week ago. So since then, you know, the word has been spreading across Facebook and other, you know, social networks and magazines and text messages. So people in Yemen know about these protests that are happening tomorrow. So, you know, it's something that's very much in the public sphere, as it were.
From what you're saying, it does sound like there are some parallels with what's been happening in Tunisia and Egypt, at least.
Yeah, well, parallels in the sense that people now, having seen that, now feel like they have an excuse and sort of a reason to take to the streets, whereas I think before that happened, people wouldn't even really consider taking to the streets, you know, in mass numbers to protest against Saleh. You know, he's been in power for over 30 years. You know, people don't really believe that, you know, he'll ever leave. But, you know, not having seen things in Tunisia, obviously, I think that, you know, as the Egyptians saw what happened in Tunisia, the Yemenis are now seeing it. So there is something of a knock-on effect. But I think it's mainly just in terms of confidence.
So just summing up, do you think it's a canny move by Saleh to announce he won't be standing?
Yeah, I think he's been very canny. He's been, over the last week, he's been handing out concessions to lots of different groups in society, but he hasn't been addressing the opposition. Whereas today, it's kind of his first attempt to, you know, to look the opposition in the face and sort of try and give them a concession. You know, he said explicitly to them, "Look, I will not be trying to, you know, prolong my time here. I will be leaving." So, you know, Saleh has been very canny, and I think he, you know, he still has even more bargaining chips in the bag, as it were.
Okay, Tom. Thanks a lot.
Okay, cheers then. Bye.